song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for another edition of today's program. We have more College World Series action coming your way. We will be previewing North Carolina and Southern Mississippi. I have a feeling it might sound a little more like that. Southern Mississippi. Corky Palmer going to join us from Southern Mississippi. Can't wait to talk with him. Mike Fox from North Carolina, again, coming to Omaha. Can they get over the hump? They've been all the way to the championship a couple times. They just haven't been able to win the series. And we'll talk with Coach. And plus, in our last segment, it's Thursday, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com will join us as well. The phone lines are open, 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll be giving you a chance to win more tickets. We've got Edgar Demolition Derby coming up on Saturday. We've also got Thunder Jam, which we're going to be at on Saturday, and TNA Wrestling. We've got a couple more tickets to give away either today or tomorrow on that as well. Plus, a couple of other news and notes. Nebraska has a new men's gymnastics coach. You jacked about that?
Fired up. I thought they'd go elsewhere, but they stuck right at home, right in the program.
The draft continued. A couple of Huskers go. We'll touch on that. Yeah, big deal. And Nebraska has a recruit for 2011 in football, and a guy you probably haven't heard of has left the team. Also, as Steve Sipple wrote today in the Lincoln Journal Star, and you can catch it online, Tom Osborne is now the athletic director indefinitely. Really? Is anybody surprised by that, as he says? I'm not surprised. Could anybody possibly be surprised?
Nobody's surprised, and I just wondered how long. I wish he would come out and say how long he's planning on doing that for. I mean, how long do we have? Or maybe he's already got his other people in line. Maybe it's people right there that will just move up when he gets tired of it. But certainly it doesn't look like anytime soon.
I seriously doubt it. All-Star games get going. Plus, the Cornhusker State Games torch run coming through town. Seth Denny, I'll tell you what, he just trotting that torch into town last night in Kearney for the celebration. It's off to Hastings today.
Doesn't matter. He's running with the torch.
It's a cool
day. His hair doesn't. It's amazing.
Perfect.
It is perfect.
In fact, I think they had him hiding out behind a car, or he popped out of the back of an NTV van out of makeup. And then they just, you know, showed him running down the street a couple of blocks. You know, I'm a little concerned it might have been staged.
When one of us is gone, we've actually efforted to get him in here. I want to pet his hair.
Did it even really happen?
It did. I believe it did.
Should we effort Seth next Monday or Tuesday as a co-host?
Well,
I mean, maybe host, and then you just kind of continue to co-host.
Yeah.
Because...
feel better in that role.
I wonder if he'll be able to do it on Monday because, you know, Colleen's out doing, you know...
the town deal.
That's right. That's right.
Wonder where she's going.
Said Donovan last week. I didn't see the draw this week.
You know, Donovan's fine. You know,
yeah, don't tell me that wasn't rigged either.
A little closer to home.
Cattleman's ball. Easy get. But anyway, so the torch run continues into Hastings today and then into Grand Island tomorrow. Special events in both cities.
Baseball notes, Doug. This just in. The Yankees continue to struggle versus the Red Sox. 7 in a row, I believe.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's too bad.
Do you know the longest streak? I heard this on the Sports Center Sports last night, 20 past the hour, way home. Do you know the longest Red Sox over the Yankee streak?
Yeah, it occurred back in 1912.
18 games.
How great would it be if they broke that this year? Red Sox over the Yankees. How can Tim Wakefield ever get tired throwing those knuckleballs? How can that ever happen?
It's like Grandpa in the backyard, man. He never did.
Yeah, just and so Wakefield, he was doing okay, but never got into the seventh inning. And as soon as they replace him, Yankees first batter, gone. But you know, oh so close. But another loss for the Yankees of New York. 1-888-455-ESPN. Derek, what do we got here?
We got Lauren from St. Paul on the line, guys.
Oh, good Lord. Lauren from St. Paul, it is so good to have you on the program, sir.
I just saw the news last night, and they're going to Lawrence this week. So maybe Seth, that's not too far away, so maybe Seth can still watch.
Lawrence. Excellent.
Maybe they'll run by the golf course.
Maybe.
All right. Thanks for the call. That was informative. I didn't get it. 1-888-455.
Well, we said you were going to Donovan.
Well, yeah.
Colleen's going to Lawrence. So.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
And he was telling me something about Osborne there, too. I think he had a comment on Tom Osborne, but it must have skipped his mind. So.
Well, you can call back and say something about Tom. Tom's going to be the AD until he doesn't want to be the AD anymore. So they're headed to Lawrence is what we've got. I got you. There you go. So
we will effort, Seth.
Effort the golf course. One of the sand greens you guys were talking about. Maybe that's a story. There's an angle. I mean, when you do like 260 small towns, you gotta find an angle. Because after a while, everybody out front of the town hall's waving to you. You know, that's a lot of. But when they get this whole thing done, that is going to be quite the montage.
I still got to believe that I was disappointed. I believe they've done Greeley, and I was disappointed that they did not have the Raider fans and the Jet fans out there again, because I thought that was one of the highlights for the town.
Like 8 years later, everybody that was in it, then where are they now? Well, maybe Jessica can do that. Whatever happened to the Greeley kids that were in the ESPN piece Sunday night? I know we're all over NTV today. I mean, not all over, but I'm just talking about it. We still love you, Ed. We love you over at KHAS and the whole gang there at Channel 5. Love what they do. Love what they do. Maybe Colleen could co-host.
Ed attends a hell of a lot of events.
Oh, maybe Colleen could co-host. We'd find out what her favorite town to ever go to was.
That'd be lovely.
She seemed to have been going west a lot lately.
I'm not sure Colleen would like to sit in here for an hour with me.
Well, I didn't say you would have to be here.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we could have her in a day you're gone.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be probably better for Colleen.
Which is usually quite often. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets here. Great River Road Thunder Jam, Edgar Demolition Derbies, TNA Wrestling. It's all going on this weekend. Of course, tonight, the start of the Hogan's All-Star Classic in Minden. I'll be on hand. Can't wait to see all the fine athletes. Volleyball today, it starts early because there's three matches, 4, 6, and 8. Girls basketball tomorrow at 6 and 8, boys basketball Saturday at 5 and 7, all to benefit the Nebraska Kidney Association. So that's going on over the next three nights. All-Star basketball, the pinnacle All-Star game is going to be going on in Grand Island on Friday night. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. Also, the Shrine Soccer Classic is going on Saturday in Hastings. If you're enjoying sporting events, there's no lack of them this weekend. And then next week, the Shrine Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. We're taking the show on the road on Wednesday. We'll also have special College World Series reports Monday and Tuesday. So it's all going on. And don't forget, every game of the College World Series is right here on ESPN Radio. But finally, you touched on a little bit of the Yankees-Red Sox, but let's get to the most important stuff that has happened in 2 weeks. Alberto Chiaspo, a career-high 4 hits, his first Grand Slam home run. Gilmesh tying a career-high with 11 strikeouts. The Royals hit 3 home runs and get the shutout, 9-0.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
No,
we
finally.
Now there you go. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly. Oh. Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
I'd forgot what it sounded like. And now they finished their 9-game road trip tonight. But tell me they didn't score all their runs and get their great pitching performance in the same game, and now we'll go back to their old selves. But by the win, they're back. They just spent that one night in the cellar. They didn't like it in the Central. So now they're back ahead of Cleveland, and they finish it out tonight.
Let's get another one tonight.
It's Granky time.
Get some. Yeah, that's the good news if you're a Royals fan. You got Granky on the mound.
Mike Fox from North Carolina, Corky Palmer from Southern Mississippi to talk College World Series baseball. Joe DeMeo will join us as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Dallas is going to have a new coach when it comes to the NHL. Dave Tippett is out. Also, Minnesota Vikings coach Brad Childress says he never set a deadline for Brett Favre.
Well,
do I care? Do you care? Does anybody care?
When Brett,
except ESPN television.
Brett Favre doesn't need mini camp. I mean, when Brett Favre's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Got Jake Wazikowski on the line, guys.
Oh, good Lord. Jake, are you back on vacation? What are you doing?
Yeah, I am. I don't know if you'd call us a vacation. It's like pouring cats and dogs out here. I'm actually getting married this weekend. I don't know. Oh. I need some advice from Daddy. What do I do?
You got 3 days to get out of the mess you've created for yourself, buddy. That's what I got.
Make sure the best man has a full tank of gas so that Saturday morning you can get to the state line no problem.
Then you better tell Kelly O'Connor to fill up pretty quickly here. But all you've been talking about is MTV. What's up with that? I hear the road less traveled stuff. I mean, you could do a whole road less traveled on the Doug and Daddy studio. I've been there. You know, not many people going there. I don't know.
Well, here's the deal. We've talked a lot of MTV, and you notice we haven't mentioned the sports department yet, right? You've noticed
that.
Funny. I'm just looking for footage.
I caught the show yesterday and today. I like it, man. I like it again. You know, you got all the CWS people on. I don't know if you... Have you heard about that? Have you seen that kid on Sports Illustrated, that the Bryce Harper kid?
Yeah, he was like
supposed to be the
16.
Next LeBron James in baseball.
Yeah.
The guy's supposed to hit like 500-foot home runs or something like that. I guess he's actually in Oklahoma City. I seen him play the other day. He came off of 3 weeks of not playing baseball. He came in and he went 6-for-6 in two games right off the plane and hit two home runs out of it. It was pretty entertaining.
Hey, Dick, in your time in Oklahoma City, have you got a chance to sit down with Kevin Durant yet?
Yeah, I have, and it's funny because he literally, I mean, he's barely 21 years old, and he still acts like a kid. He's like one of the top five scorers in the league and probably should be an all-star here pretty soon. So it's pretty entertaining to see that, you know, he still is pretty much a kid out of all this. You know, on all this hype and all this fame and everything, he still acts like a kid.
Well, what's been the fan reaction in Oklahoma City to NBA basketball?
Oh, they love it. I mean, they're so excited for the next season because they're going 3-26 to start the year up until 2009 started. And now see how well they played at the end of the year and have the third pick and have two first-round draft picks. I mean, people are extremely excited about this next year. And people think that they're possibly going to be able to make the playoffs. I don't know.
Well, now this is
a stretch.
This isn't your first stint at covering professional basketball. Compare it to like Nebraska Cranes.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, getting to see the USBL champions before they went defunct. I mean, that was an amazing sight.
Jake, hey, best of luck, buddy. Best of luck this week.
Congratulations, Jake, right, from all of us here.
And, hey, I need the advice, Daddy. Anything other than just a tank of gas?
You know, Jake, you're going to learn just to shake your head and go on with things. Don't take very much serious because you're going to get bossed around a lot.
Yeah, if you thought there was curfews when you were in high school, wait till you get married. That's what Tony told us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care, Jake. Jake Wazikowski, of course, a former do-it-all man out at MTV, back in town getting married. Getting married. Somebody's marrying Wazikowski. He's not an oily bull, huh?
He's going to find out he's not going to be right very much anymore.
Yeah.
We could ask Derek. Does it matter if you get married to a German or if you get married to an American or if you get married to a Polak? It's all the same?
I think it's all the same. Women are women, right?
Well, he ought to ask Kelly O'Connor. He seems to have outkicked his coverage and done very well.
You'd think by about 52 yards.
Mike Fox, the head baseball coach at North Carolina, is going to join us in just a moment, but let's give something away. Let's give something away. What's the nickname of the NBA's Oklahoma City franchise? And you know what? I'm going to give you choice. You can have the Edgar Demo tickets, Demolition Derby, Saturday at 2. You can have TNA Wrestling or you can have Great River Road Thunder Jam. I'm going to give you your pick. What's the nickname of the NBA franchise in Oklahoma City? We are back. 1-888-455-3776. 888-455-3776.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Danny Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Stay tuned for a very important message from the Office of Homeland Serenity and Kearney Omaha.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, the national serenity level has dropped to a deep purple. Americans have forgotten how to have fun. It's time to reverse this downward spiral, this constant state of depression. And I can think of no better way than to climb aboard a Yamaha Star motorcycle. With nothing but bad news coming from everywhere else, the good news is that Kearney Yamaha has plenty of all-new Yamaha Star motorcycles and a wide range of previously owned motorcycles that can fit into just about any budget. And with Kearney Yamaha's 5-star rated service department, huge selection of parts and riding apparel, and fast, friendly service, anyone can see that Kearney Yamaha is the place to go to start having fun.
So what do you say, America? Are you going to continue worrying about things you can't control, or are you going to hop on some two-wheel fun? I think real Americans would choose fun. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 interchange.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX425 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20 horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
July 4th is soon here, so why not save more on your fireworks? Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction. Get $30 worth of Mars fireworks for only $20. But that's not all. From storm tickets to pickup truck covers and food certificates, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on Easy Auction anytime.
Well, see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots during the day today with a chance for some showers and a few thunder showers as well with high temperatures around 69. Wednesday to the northeast at 5 to 10, back to 53 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed.
Doug and Danny's show, Oklahoma City Thunder. The name of their NBA franchise. And who's our winner this time around, Derek?
Tim from Kearney knew it.
Congratulations, Tim. He wants to go see some Demolition Derby action. I think he already had tickets to the local event, so he's going to be busy this weekend. So we've still got Thunder Jam and TNA tickets that we're going to be giving away. So keep it here. Good luck. We're going to be over there, part of the crew, at the Edgar Demolition Derby, broadcasting live from 1 to 3 Saturday. The Demolition Derby gets underway at 2 o'clock. Omaha World Herald, Steve Pivovar reporting that Creighton baseball coach Ed Service has interviewed at Wake Forest.
Wow. That's interesting. That'd be a monster step up.
They did not renew the contract of the coach, who was a perfect 142-142 in five seasons. Went 22-30 this past season, finished last in the ACC. Service has spent the past 12 seasons at Creighton.
He hasn't done all that great at Creighton, has he? I mean, what would you give Ed Service?
The first six was an assistant. The last six is a head coach. His sixth season record as a head coach.
No idea.
227, 124. That's the 23rd best nationally during that span.
Well, okay. Played some bad teams in Missouri Valley, too. I mean, what do you got? You got Wichita State in Southwest Missouri.
You got some other people in there?
Southwest Missouri in there?
Oh,
no. No, they're not even in there.
Missouri State.
Missouri State.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, the College World Series, of course, coming up this week, and we continue our preview here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike Fox is going to join us in just a second. A couple of other things that we're going to touch on. Want to remind folks that the deadline to register for the UNK Volley Kids Day Camp at Sunrise Middle School is this Friday. They extended that a couple of days to get a few more kids in. The camp is for girls entering second through fifth grades, and it will be from 1 to 3:30 next Monday and Tuesday. The camp is Monday and Tuesday, June 15th and 16th. UNK coach Rick Squires, along with the current Loper players and staff, will direct the camp. Available information is available at lopers.com. Registrations can be dropped off at the UNK Volleyball office or mailed. Questions, you can get a hold of Coach Squires. And for more information, lopers.com. Girls entering second through fifth grade. It's a couple of days for a couple of 2.5 hours each day at UNK. It'll be a great experience for the young ladies. Also, Friday night, a big night. Friday night, a huge night. All these things that are going on, plus going away party for Bernie Madison. Fanatics, 6 o'clock until probably 1. I don't know who's going to be going away between 6 and 1, but our friend, our buddy, and we know we've got a lot of friends and a lot of folks that want to wish the new North Platte High School football coach the best of luck and leaving Kearney Catholic, so I wanted to let folks know the going away party for Bernie, Fanatics, downtown Kearney, Friday night.
See, that's big news. I thought you were going with Manchester United picking up Ronaldo. Is that big news, Derek?
Yeah, for European soccer it is. Good He's Lord. Supposedly the best player in the world, so.
Doug and Daddy Show continues here on ESPN Radio with the College World Series getting closer by the minute, the hour, the day, however you want to look at it. And one of the teams that has started to become a real mainstay there, Tony.
That's exactly the word. Four times in a row.
The Tar Heels of North Carolina. And Mike Fox has this program, one of the tops in the nation. And we are pleased to be joined by the head coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, once again, it's great to catch up with you and welcome back to Omaha.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you having me on. It's always good to talk to you guys this time of the year.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know when you're talking to somebody from Nebraska, you know what you're talking about, I guess.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just incredible for us that, you know, we're going back. It's really hard for us to believe. We're so excited to be making the trip back out there. What a great experience.
Coach, four times in a row, though, when you took over this baseball program, LSU doesn't go every year. Miami doesn't go every year. The expectations, though, grow. You guys somehow find a way to do it. But four times in a row, that's got to exceed your expectations a little, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I don't think anybody, you know, realistically would think that that's possible. I mean, you dream it, you know, but, I mean, maybe putting it on a goal sheet might be a little reaching for the stars, but you know, we just played the season out and got a great group, and we dialed it up a notch in the NCAA tournament the both weekends, and probably played our best baseball, and you know, and here we are, so we'll certainly take it.
Mike Fox, head baseball coach at the University of North Carolina, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, Coach, everybody wants to know about Dustin Ackley, and everybody wants to know how early his name will be called. What do you have to do when all that money comes flying at him four days before the biggest games of his life? Is there anything you can say, or is that just an individual thing and kids handle it differently?
You know, they do. This young man's pretty unique. He's extremely grounded. His dad played professional baseball in the minor leagues for 8 years, so they know the deal. It's a real quiet, unassuming, very modest family. They've handled all this exceptionally well, and so has Dusty. I don't worry about that whatsoever. We're tickled to death, you know, about him tonight, and excited for him, a few other players in our program, and about the draft, and it'll be a great night for them. But I think they'll put all that aside and be ready to play in Omaha.
He's been hitting around 410 here going into the College World Series. I imagine at this point of the season, guys are trying to pitch around him a little bit, but you have got enough other kids around him that are hitting the ball well that they can't just walk him, skip by him, and get the next guy out. You've got a couple other good sticks in there as well.
Well, Kyle Seeger's hit behind Dusty for most of the year, and he's a good player for us, and he's had a really good year offensively, and that's really helped Dusty a great deal. We had to protect him. That's why we moved Dusty in the two hole, just to get him up there and get a couple guys behind him that could help a little bit. And Kyle's had a great year, and he's going to go probably second or third round in the draft tonight. Other players well, and that's helped Dusty.
Coach, you look at your pitching staff, 3.61 ERA. Good God, with aluminum bats these days, that's amazing. I guess you would say it all starts there, though.
It does. It does. And, we pitch well all year long down the stretch. The teams out here in Omaha, if you look at their team ERAs and the teams that pitch well, all year long, six of the top eight are out there. So it does start and end with that. And there's no question, if you don't pitch, you don't win at this level.
Mike Fox, head baseball coach at North Carolina, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. In our infinite wisdom, Coach, here on the show, we have deemed your matchup with Arizona State in the first round probably the toughest game, the most intriguing game of the first four. Talk about Arizona State and such a tough draw in the opening game.
Well, I mean, obviously they're all tough because there are eight really good teams out there. But boy, I watched Arizona State play against Clemson, and I looked at their numbers and their offensive numbers with their players. I look at walks to strikeouts before I look at anything else. And as a team, they counting hit batters, they've been hit by pitches more than they've struck out, and that's a sign of a really, really good offensive team, 1 through 9. And then, their two pitchers that threw against Clemson were outstanding. And everybody, Mike Leake, the numbers he put up are incredible. I mean, it's going to be an unbelievable challenge for us. They're a great team.
Coach, I think everybody looks at North Carolina and says, well, Roy Williams and basketball. But you guys are making some your own noise on campus. How does the basketball players and the baseball players, what's their relationships?
We have a good relationship with the basketball program. Fortunately, I mean, Roy's a big, he's a big baseball fan, and they won the national championship on a Monday night in Detroit. We're playing on he gets back on Tuesday morning. We're playing here Tuesday night, and I look up and he's in the stands. So that tells you all you need to know about Coach Williams and his support of all the teams here and all the athletes here for the most part. Get along and pull for one another, and We need to have a program like Carolina basketball, in our corner and supporting us, and we most certainly do.
Well, Mike, I guess the million-dollar question is, and I know you want to find the answer to it, just like your assistant coaches and players and fans, you've been to the finals. What's it going to take to get over the hump here?
Yeah, well, we're just going to go out there and do the best we can and try to play as hard as we can. You have to play well, you have to play at a high level. You have to pitch. All those baseball's intangibles. When you get an opportunity to score, you got to take advantage of it, especially against the pitching staff that we're going to face. And you got to be a little lucky. Your kids have to play loose and confident. It's hard to win a national championship in any sport. Certainly out here in Omaha, it's a tough challenge. We'll go out, and I'm sure our kids will do the best they can.
Coach Fox, congratulations on the trip to Omaha once again, and the best of luck this next week as you're vying for that national title.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Fox, North Carolina, always been gracious with his time, and we'll continue College World Series coverage here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Boy, again, I think that's – although the more I've been looking at LSU-Virginia, which could be the surprise game of the first round, North Carolina, Arizona State. And again, as we've said, root for North Carolina.
Little stat. You bring up LSU, Virginia. Little stat from our friends at Lincoln Journal Star, which, by the way, you can get in Kearney. Real happy about that. Real, real happy about that. I'll just let you know that right now. LSU Tigers have the highest win percentage at the College World Series. Now, they've been there a lot of times and obviously had some success there over the years, which is well documented. Everybody knows that. But you go to the College World Series, you have a 727 win percentage,
In Omaha?
In Omaha.
LSU does?
In NCAA tournament history.
Oh, who does?
LSU.
Okay.
That's just amazing. I mean, think about that. Seven out of ten times.
What was Cal State Fullerton's?
Done. That's just the highest one in tournament history.
Boo. By the way, yeah, Daddy was very depressed about the change. God, this was way back in like October, wasn't it, when they pulled the plug? I
wasn't upset. I was pissed.
You made phone calls.
I did make phone calls.
And when he found out that the Lincoln Journal Star was coming back to Lincoln.
Lincoln paper by the end of the week. Hip hooray, hip hip hooray.
That's the voice message I got. I believe I just saw a red truck with a number one license plate just wreck driving by the studio here. It hit the curb on the way by. So,
oh, Lord.
What was that again?
Lincoln paper by the end of the week. Hip hooray, hip hip hooray.
Who does that? Seriously?
Might as well put a yippee on the end of that.
We need
Okay. I told you that I found out that, my uncle, who recently moved to Johnson Lake, I'd go up to his cabin. And I said Corky, because, that's my uncle's nickname. By the way, Corky Palmer said to join us next. But I said, Corky, where the hell did you get this Lincoln paper? He said, Amprise got them. They got them at Sundays. And I'm like, at Johnson Lake? They bypass Kearney? They drove right past Kearney. So then that made me more angry. So then I got on the horn and had to get on the horn, had to make some calls and
Had to do what we refer to as a Chet.
There you go.
Or a Riz Jr.
There you go.
Okay. We've been talking about possible co-hosts. Of course, how about the Mark and Russ from Iowa show? We'd have to change the name of the show. And a lot of people don't like to listen to Loserville. So, I don't know. Let's give away some tickets. See you tonight, Mark. Let's give away some tickets to the Thunder Jam. That's coming up Saturday night. 1-888-455 ESPN, the Great River Road Thunder Jam. These are a pair of tickets valued at $20 a piece. All the motorcycles and all the concerts and all the great food, fun, and entertainment that's going to be going on Saturday at the Archway. If you have not won anything yet, you are eligible. 1-888-455 ESPN, 888-455-3776. Here's your trivia question as we continue to mix useless knowledge with more useless knowledge. I was thinking, yesterday we did the Captain Insano wrestling and gave away TNA. So I was thinking motorcycles, movies. Any which way you can, every which way but loose. Clint Eastwood, Clyde the Monkey, Orangutan. What was the name of the motorcycle gang in those two movies? What was the name of the motorcycle gang in those movies? You get a pair of tickets to Great River Road Thunder Jam. Back with Corky Palmer of Southern Miss after this.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
Now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. If you're thinking about a new appliance, that should move it straight to the front burner. Choose an efficient Energy Star qualified model, and your savings on utilities can start paying for your new appliance before you even have to start paying for it. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready. That's why Midas is offering you a thorough brake inspection absolutely free. Right now, we'll take a comprehensive look at your entire brake system and let you know what needs attention now and what can wait. Because at Midas, we won't sell you anything you don't need. Midas, we're on this road together.
Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
Roll on into Regal Lanes in Edgar to cool off, bowl a game, have a refreshment or two, and get a bite to eat. Regal Lanes is now serving nachos, Rubens, and pizzas. Book a birthday party, class, or family reunion. Friday night bowling special is $2 per game, and there's a happy hour at 6 Monday through Friday. Packaged liquor is available. Nebraska wines are coming soon. Regal Lanes in Edgar opens at 3 o'clock every day.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the Right Health Plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA-eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots during the day today with a chance for some showers and a few thunder showers as well with high temperatures around 69. Wednesday to the northeast at 5 to 10, back to 53 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Yeah, I'm in the terror. Got a head full of stacks. Better grab an umbrella. I make it right. I make it right.
Oh, haven't heard this one in a while. Thank God.
Oh, we've heard it when you're gone.
Yeah,
taking a point.
It's a good play. And then wait! Hey, he'd make it rain. We got a winner to the Thunder Jam Saturday. And we're going to Overton, it sounds like, this time, Derek.
Yeah, Ed from Overton. He knew the Black Widows was the name of the motorcycle gang there.
You haven't seen the movies. Because this was a little before your time. This was a little before your time. I got it. This is so great. This is so great. Any which way you can.
Now, why don't you just shut up and start passing out them tickets there?
Ain't got the heart. You've got enough trouble.
Wait a minute. You have to give us them tickets. You have to. I mean, didn't you see us? We're lawbreakers. I mean, we are totally despicable. We have earned them tickets.
Son, you are a walking violation of the laws of nature. But we don't enforce them laws.
That's right. That's right. And then off to Jackson Hole, Wyoming for a little bare-knuckle fighting.
You remember the movie a lot better than I do.
Oh, it is so good. It is so good. You know you're going to go 99-cent rent that. It might even be 49 cents now. Who knows? Who knows? You okay?
I'm good. I'm real good.
Okay. Phil Mickelson on the course for round one of the St. Jude's Classic, the second-ranked golfer, of course, taking 3 weeks off after learning his wife, Amy, diagnosed with breast cancer. Just about everybody on the course is wearing pink shirts, the caddies, the golfers. That's quite a sight. I'm sure you'll be able to see a lot more of it on the Golf Channel.
Yeah, I look forward to following that tournament this week before the U.S. Open.
Well, we continue our preview of the College World Series, which gets underway this Saturday. But the last game of the day is one that many people are going to be really excited about, Tony. You've got the only team out of the Big 12 Conference and the number one national seed, Texas, taking on the Cinderella team, the lowest seed of the eight teams that are in. And I know a lot of people are interested to find something out about the Golden Eagles at Southern Miss. And another coach who is coaching his alma mater and getting a chance to come to Omaha.
Well, we're pleased to be joined by that other coach. It's Corky Palmer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for the time today, and congratulations.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Corky, the first thing right out of the box, the expectations going into this season for the Southern Mississippi baseball team was what?
Well, our expectations, you know, we've been the six straight regionals. We lost a lot of older players last year, but I thought we'd have a pretty good team. Our first expectation was to go to our seventh regional, and we were up and down all season. Then our best player on our team, Brian Dozier, who was his best shortstop I've had in 32 years of coaching, you know, unbelievable defender, was hitting 390 with a bunch of RBIs and got hurt about 6 weeks ago. So we played real poorly for 3 or 4 weeks after that. I don't know if we didn't get used to, you know, him being there or what. But and I told the team I thought that we had to win the conference tournament to get in. We didn't quite win it, but we took Rice to the final game. And RPI kept jumping. We're in a good league. And, you know, our play over the last 10 or 12 and being in a good league and RPI jumping, you know, we got in the tournament. So I was thankful of that. You know, if you get in, anything can happen. That's what I've always told players.
Corky, after the injury, who stepped up? I assume it was more than just one kid. Who kind of got things pointed in the right direction after that?
Well, lately, in the last 3 weeks, B.A. Valmo, he was a freshman that was playing just a little bit, and he was a third baseman shortstop out of high school, probably our top recruited out of high school. But he had some older guys ahead of him. Of course, he had Brian Dozier, who's an unbelievable shortstop. So I think his ball move kept playing shortstop and showing those guys he could, you know, make plays and contribute with a bat. I think that helped mesh things. But really, the hitting, Bo Davis, our senior center fielder, had a tremendous year. And James Hewen, our senior second baseman, you know, along with Dozier, they were by far, we thought we had the best up the middle that we've had in a long time. Three seniors that could really play.
Doug, for fans out there, Dozier was the one that fractured a collarbone at 394 heading in when he did get hurt, and that ended his season. Corky Palmer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Corky, you go back to the regional. When did you start to feel like you picked up some momentum and even into the super regional?
Well, you know, our trouble's been starting pitching. We've got two good starters, and after that, it's just kind of, you know, hunting and pecking. Todd McKinnis and J.R. Ballinger. Early in the year, Ballinger's good. McKinnis is average. Middle of year and late year, McKinnis is, you know, he's good, and Ballinger's average. Well, what happened? They both hit their stride going into conference tournament. McKinnis pitched great against Tulane. The next night, Ballinger beat East Carolina, and, you know, we took it from there. And then they both pitched well. Ballinger and he pitched well at the Georgia Tech Regional. And our bats came back for us. We'd been in a lull. I'm telling you, we'd dropped, I don't know what it was, we dropped 20 points in average in 4 or 5 weeks after Dozier got hurt. We wasn't hitting for any power. And we got the starting pitching back, and we don't run well. I mean, that's nothing I need to hide. We got Bo Davis, you know, we got Bo Davis that can run, and I'm sure nobody else is going to worry about the rest of it. So we have to hit with power, doubles and homers, and we've done that in regional play and super regional play.
Coach, have you made the decision who's going to get the start against Texas Sunday night?
Yes, Todd McKinnis, he'll have his full rest. We've been working him so much, pitched twice in the conference tournament, pitched twice in the regional, you know, and he was going on short rest at Florida. So this, he'll have his regular rest he would have had in the weekend rotation, so he'll throw Sunday against Texas.
Talk about Texas a little bit. I know it's maybe quick, but I'm sure you got a chance to watch the ball game last night. They seem to have a little swagger to them.
They've been a storied program for years, and the whole key, they got great pitching, and they do everything fundamentally sound, but the whole key to Texas, you don't want to be behind going the seventh, eighth inning. I told somebody, we've been really pulling out some miracles, but I don't want to be behind on that guy. I watched him. He's something. Now, they're left-hander. I can't recall his name, but he's a good one.
Corky, I want to go back to Brian Dozier. After the injury, what's been his role with this team?
He's always been a kind of a lead by example, not a rah-rah guy, and just play and never say much in the dugout, but just play and, you know, a student of the game, kind of cerebral guy. But after he got hurt, he's been one of these, you know, totally different, you know, excited for the team. And you know, he about tackled me both times we won those things. And it's not his nature when he plays the game. Everything's low-key, but when he's not in the game, he's a different guy. But you know, he's as happy as these other guys. I've never seen a kid so happy, you know, that we made this next step. Because he'd been a part of three regionals, started every game other than two for 3.5 years since he stepped on campus. And, you know, we'll know more. There is a, you know, he will practice this week. So, you know, he's got to see the doctor. But we'll know more. He could be on the roster. I can't make that decision. You know, Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, I know the Golden Eagles would be very, very stoked about that, and adrenaline would be going. Coach Corky Palmer joins us from Southern Miss as they get ready to take on Texas Sunday night here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Every game of the College World Series is right here on ESPN Radio. Coach, I've got to ask you, you will be maybe the darling team. You'll pick up that Omaha fan base for two reasons. The Nebraskans that, well, hate Texas, and then, of course, kind of being the Cinderella team, the low seed. Coming right off Fresno State, going through and winning the national championship last year, I'm sure you'll be asked this question a lot if you haven't been already. Will you kind of tell your team that, you know, anybody can win it and just point to last year as an example?
Well, man, we had to do that 3.5 weeks ago going to conference tournament. When I told my team, I said, you got to remember, you just got to get in. At that time, I thought we had to win the conference tournament, but things fell right for us. We got in late, but I told them, I said, all you got to do is get in. I said, Fresno State, hey, they got in, you know, and they played tremendous for 3 weeks. So, you know, we did use that a little bit, that you just got to get in the tournament. But, you know, baseball's a game of streaks. It always has been, and we're in a good one right now. I mean, you know, I really don't like that we will not have played for 7 days because we've been playing every, you know, pretty quick, 3 or 4 days after the tournament. So, but we had, you know, we're on a pretty good streak, but, you know, we're also going to get teams in our bracket that are unbelievable powerhouses.
Corky, Doug and I were both around when Nebraska initially advanced to the World Series, and the atmosphere in Lincoln was just ecstatic. What's the atmosphere in Hattiesburg right now?
Well, unbelievable. You know, our chairbacks were full yesterday. I think we got 1,600 chairbacks, and they were about full when we got back, people in our stadium. And they said, well, you know, we're going to do something in the parking lot. And they called us back and on the way in and said, we're going to have to go to the stadium. So, you know, we probably had a couple thousand people out here yesterday. It's something, you know, our fan base, you know, we've been in top 20 in the baseball attendance for a long time here. We've always drawn well. It's a baseball community. And, you know, they're ecstatic. There's going to be a bunch of black and gold in Omaha, I can tell you that.
Well, Coach, we can't wait to see you here. I know you're going to have a lot of folks rooting for the Golden Eagles. I think even part of that might go back to playing, you know, Nebraska in football a few years ago. I know a lot of folks went down there and had a good time in Hattiesburg when the Huskers were down there. So I know the fan base is going to be behind you, and we sure appreciate you giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck to you and your troops.
Thank you, guys, and we look forward to being there.
Corky Palmer, head baseball coach of the Golden Eagles of Southern Mississippi. Daddy, what kind of a chance are you giving Corky and his boys?
I think they're coming into just such a hotbed of talent. They did take care of business when they needed to. They advanced, been there 7 times, finally made it. I just think they're probably overmatched in this. They're certainly playing an underdog role. Maybe they play that up and take advantage of it.
They're gonna have to come out with a good good base. They're going to have a lot of people rooting for them on Sunday night. Again, every game of the College World Series here on ESPN. Still one more chance for you to be a winner before the show is over, but right now, to help you win in fantasy baseball, and when we get to every other fantasy sport, football in the fall, Joe DiMeo will be with us, and he is, as he is every Thursday, and fantasyplayersedge.com is where you can find out more. Joe, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing? How's everybody?
Well, we're in baseball mode. It's college baseball right now, so maybe we haven't been paying enough attention to our pro baseball roster here. I think I want to start there this week. We've kind of went over where we're at with injuries and new guys and who's hot and who's not. We got interleague, and we talked about that last time. But right now, we talked about this at the beginning of the year, I think. We're getting close to the halfway mark, another 3 weeks till the All-Star break, and maybe some teams didn't get off to a great start. What do you tell guys that didn't get off to good starts, and you still have over half the season to try and get your team pointed in the right direction?
Yeah, the biggest and most important thing, guys, is don't quit, don't give up, just don't throw in the towel. There's so much playing time left. We have upwards of 100 games roughly on the schedule. There's an awful lot that you can do to make up ground in head-to-head or rotisserie leagues. Some of the problems occur for bad injuries. Like I have a team, for instance, with Aramis Ramirez and Josh Hamilton on it. there's not much you can do about that when your first and your fourth round draft pick are gone. So what you do is you just try and plug in the holes, try and keep battling, and try to just gain 1 point at a time or one at bat at a time. And it's just like anything else you do in life. Just because you're not succeeding at that moment doesn't portend that you're not going to succeed all season long.
Joe DiMaggio joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, every week I try and find that sleeper team, that surprise team, that maybe there are still players available from. The Rockies have won 7 straight and haven't done that since, they won the 11th straight heading into that World Series run. They made no 7. Anybody still available for them, and how are they getting it done?
Well, I'll be shocked if Horp or Helton are not rostered, but Ian Stewart had a string of 5 or 6 consecutive multi-hit games before he had a single-hit game the other night and then went 0-for. Ian Stewart, he wants to be a very, very good player. And I think he can be rostered in almost all formats and plugged in where appropriate, depending on the matchups and what else you got going, certainly on travel days, certainly on days off, certainly when managers are resting people. I mean, Ken Maka from Milwaukee is basically resting his whole team today. He's got Cameron sitting. He's got J.J. Harding sitting. He's got Bill Hall should be sitting no matter what, but he's just kind of Corey Hart is sitting. So you want to have guys like Stewart on your bench, ready to plug in situations like this. And what happens, Daddy, is that many, many guys, they don't check their team right before game time to see if guys like this are sitting. And what happens is they'll come home tonight, look at it, oh, my God, Corey Hart didn't play, or Cameron didn't play, or Hardy didn't play. The real way to play this game is if you can only give this game 15 minutes a day, then check in before the day games, before the evening games, before the West Coast games. Just go onto the site, whether it's Yahoo, ESPN, CBS Sports, who's ever carrying your lead. Look for that little X. If the little X is there or the little chevron is there, make and adjust accordingly. Save those at-bats. That's the tip I try and give everybody every day is if you'll just pay attention to your own roster, 3 times a day for 5 minutes a day, you'll become a better fantasy baseball and actually a fantasy player in general.
Joe DiMaggio, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Have an email here signed Yankee Fan, and it looks like this has to do, I know there's different ways to play your fantasy league, but it looks like this guy is in one where you could possibly make trades. It says, would you trade Alex Rodriguez? Big Yankee Fan. I mean, his number, and I guess going on from that, his numbers aren't that great right now, and I assume you would pick A-Rod pretty high if you drafted him. Would you trade somebody like that, and what kind of value could you get for him?
Well, I mean, the answer to the question, this generic, is that, yes, everybody on every roster should be available for trade if the deal is the right deal. I think Rodriguez is only going to get better. I would advise against the trade unless it was in return was coming a Ryan Braun or someone of that stature. I would not just put Rodriguez out there because, you know, he's not hitting .330, stealing bases, so on and so forth. Remember, he basically is just at the end of spring training right now. All those at-bats, the 8 home runs, everything he's done, essentially gets him ready for the regular season. And with Teixeira on fire in front of him, and if they can get someone to catch fire behind him, Rodriguez will, I'll still go on the limb and say hit 30 home runs this year and knock 110 runs.
Would you rather have A-Rod or Teixeira right now?
No, well, the obvious answer is Teixeira.
Okay.
You know, 19 home runs, he's batting .295. Now, remember, he started April, 0 for April. Basically, he was 0 for April. And now here we are in the first part of June. And, by the way, only Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig have ever hit more home runs for the Yankees at this stage in the season. So he's in pretty heady company right now.
Wow.
Joe, I'm going to go back to the Texas Rangers. We keep waiting for Los Angeles to overtake them. They continue to lead the way in that division.
Yeah, well, we still have to be fundamental here. We're in, the early stages of the season. Now, it's not dramatically early, but if you take a look at that division, Texas has played 58 games and Angels played 57. The way I look at that, 104 games, you're leading by 3.5. That's not a predominantly large league. And we haven't got into what I consider the problem in Texas, which is Arlington and pitching. As those innings build up and as the oppressive conditions in Arlington start to sap some of the strength from that solid range, those offense, and they have a solid offense, maybe with the exception of Chris Davis, you've got to look for Los Angeles. You know, even though Lackey gets absolutely pasted last night, Escobar is back. Irvin Santana had a great outing the other night. We know Lackey's solid. Let's not be, let's not even consider that. You know, he's done a great pitcher. Joe Saunders is your number four. Joe Saunders is the number one or number two on most squads. He's a number four. They're just too deep in the rotation, and I don't see that Millwood's going to get the help that he needs. Scott Feldman is, you know, at best an average arm. He's not a bad pitcher, but he's not a terrific a stopper at number two. Vincente Padilla, we know, blows hot and cold, and sometimes his emotions get the best of him. McCarthy's out. Harrison looks like he's not going to come off the disabled list. The Rangers, maybe they bring up Neftali Perez. Maybe they bring up the youngster, and let's see what he has. But they need some help in the rotation. If they're going to maintain this lead, they'll need help in the rotation.
Fair enough, Joe. And I'm going to be honest with you. For those UNO Maverick fans out there, the oppressive conditions in Arlington, Joe's referring to the heat. It's going to get hot in Arlington. You got to break it down and slow it down for some of these people, Joe.
Hey, Joe, as always, we appreciate the time, and we love Daddy. We will talk to you next Thursday. Keep winning. FantasyPlayersEdge.com.
Thanks, guys. Take your care.
All right. Well, Joe will join us again next Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got one more chance to make you a winner. We'll come back with our Game 4 prediction in the NBA. A lot of folks have been clamoring in for our Demolition Derby to Edgar on Saturday, so let's give you a chance here. Caller 7 right now, 888-455-ESPN. If you haven't won anything from us this week, you're eligible. 888-455-3776. You can go to the Saturday afternoon Demolition Derby in Edgar at 2 o'clock. Caller 7.
Arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. I know for me it takes time to trust new technology. I used to be afraid of online banking. Now, I love the convenience. I don't know what I'd do without it. I've been recommending GoToMyPC to everybody I know. If you're worried about the security of remotely accessing your PC, I want to reassure you. GoToMyPC is as secure, if not more secure, than online banking. I use it for convenience and security. With GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, everything is protected with state-of-the-art security features like end-to-end 128-bit encryption. So no matter what, your critical data is protected. You can get your office work at home, on the road. I've got an exclusive free trial just for my listeners. Go to my PC free for 45 days, only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, and remember to use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com.
Spending too much time mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots during the day today with a chance for some showers and a few thunder showers as well with high temperatures around 69. Wednesday to the northeast at 5 to 10, back to 53 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Who's going to go watch cars hit into each other on Saturday at Edgar?
Dean from Glenville is our winner.
Glenville, the road less traveled. That'd be an excellent, excellent road less traveled.
Outstanding. Hey, another annual event here at the Doug and Daddy Show, and it's time to start promoting it. The 27th annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest returns
or third or fourth.
Whatever. Returns to the Hilltop Mall. I think it's fourth. In Kearney, Friday, July 10th. So make your reservations now. No excuses, Josh Jeldon. There's your NTV Josh Jeldon reference for the day. We are just, again, we're going to open it up. We're going to give you some chances. We're going to let you know how you can be a part of this. It's pretty open. If you're crazy enough to come up and eat some hot dogs, then we'll put you in. It's Friday, July 10th. You'll need to take some time. It's a special two-hour show from 11 to 1. And, you know, it's good lunch up there, unless you have a pet at reversal.
Oh,
I think she might come back. We're going to talk to her.
I doubt it.
We'll find out.
I'm sure she's afraid.
Training. No, she's dominating Good Morning Nebraska the last couple of weeks. So we'll find out. We'll have some of the old champions. The two-time defending champion, Pug, has been in training, I understand, and would like to three-peat.
He's coming off the top rope. I bet he'll be there on Sunday, too.
He said something about maybe a challenge. I've heard
not
some,
sure who he's going to challenge.
I've heard some folks that are ready to step up to that challenge. But again, the fourth annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest will be coming up in the air conditioning of the Hilltop Mall on Friday, July the 10th. So more information to come with that. Don't forget, if you missed any portion of the show or missed any of our interviews this week, especially with the coaches coming in for the College World Series, go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft and Courtyard, and you can hear the program. So just check that out. Vote on our Sun Heat Hot Topic. Who do you think will win the College World Series? That poll question is up. Daddy has got a good blog up this week. Check that out as well, the Doug and Daddy blog. Give us some response when you have some time as well. We want to thank Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com for joining us on the program today, and head coaches Corky Palmer of Southern Miss and Mike Fox of North Carolina. Tomorrow, Brian O'Connor from Virginia will be among our guests.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in 23 hours, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!